everybody. This is episode 7 of TechniSec, the podcast. And today we are just doing a quick update on some Google Classroom updates. And then also talking about, since it is the end, that time of year, the end of the school year, just a couple helpful tips for cleaning up your classroom if you do use Google Classroom. So let's get started. All right. So this first new feature is for any iOS users out there, meaning anybody who has an iPhone or an iPad. So if you use the Google Classroom app on one of those devices, nifty little feature that they have added is if you go through the app and they have three options, which is Stream, Classroom, People. Go to People. There's a new button up at the top, and they call this the Student Selector. It's basically like a random name generator, which is the app that I used before, which was straight up called Random Name Generator. So if you're trying to do a random call, like a random check-in with students, you can use that as a way to kind of randomly select students and possibly partner them up. The really nice feature on there too is it also shows who you've met with and who you have not met with. That is one feature when I'm working with random name generator. They have cool graphics on there, which my kids love, but it doesn't show to me who I've met with and who I have not met with. It just pops up with a name. So me being the forgetful person, sometimes I'll leave the app and then come back to it midway through the cycle. So I might be using the random name generator app on my phone and then come back later to it, and it'll go back and say, oops, starting over. And I'm like, ah, crud. So I already said one person's name, and then I'm going to hear it again because they're starting over. Whereas with when it's built in through Classroom, through the iOS app, it's really nice because it shows you exactly who you've met with and who you have not on that cycle, and then you can start back over. So that's a nice little feature right there. So for those of you who don't use the iOS app, meaning you don't want to use it on your iPhone or iPad, you want to use it on a computer, they do have a Chrome extension, which is called Random Student Generator for Google Classroom. So again, if you just go straight through the Chrome extension app store and just literally type in Random Student Generator for Google Classroom, I know that's a mouthful, but it syncs up with Google Classroom. And then same kind of features that, like I said, with the new iOS app, but it pops up directly on your screen of your computer. So if you're a desktop user, that's one option. So if you're projecting it straight to the whiteboard or something like that, that might be an option for you. Lastly, for the features, this one's a little bit older, so a little bit earlier on in May, late April, but the ability to filter your classwork page. So if you are on your classroom and you have multiple options, you have the stream, then you have classwork, and then you have people. And for those of you who sign up for the gradebook beta program, that should be popping up on there too in the grades tab. But if you go through stream, it used to be when you posted all of your assignments on there, everything would pop up in stream and classwork. Now, especially coming from a third grade teacher's perspective, that was a nightmare for all my third grade students because they look on it, and I had a few students who would straight up tell me, this looks like my parents' Facebook page. I can't keep track of everything. So if you're on that stream, and that's kind of what stream works like, is a Facebook page. So with this new filtering section now, this, again, coming from an elementary perspective, is really nice because now I can just post my new classwork to the classwork page. And then going through stream, I can still post announcements. Like, say, if I'm going to be gone for a training coming up, I can announce to all my kids, hey, you're going to have a sub coming up here. Or, hey, we have our fire safety visits coming up here. So again, breaking it up just a little bit more so it's a little easier to see. And talking with some high school teachers, I know that has also been a really nice feature for them as well. So it's just cleaner. So that's another nice feature that they added there as well. The next feature is for the Android users out there. So if you have a Chromebook or you just have something like a Google Pixel or an Android phone and you still have that app, this new feature, what they're saying is it's a new grading view. So again, for those of you, I personally love having the gradebook feature on my desktop when I'm looking through here instead of just going straight through the class stream every single time trying to find student work and seeing who has done it yet. That is one feature I am super thankful that they added to the desktop, was the gradebook. So if you're an Android user, this should hopefully make you happy, because just by from what I've looking at it, my personal experience, it's a little bit of a cleaner aspect, a little cleaner view. So again, if you do grading, any Google Classroom grading on an Android device, that includes Chromebooks, because remember, Chromebooks also run Android apps now. If you have a newer Chromebook, this should probably help you see your student work a little bit better. Now that we've talked about all those new features that are coming to Classroom, let's talk about the end of the year Google Classroom cleanup. And these tips come straight from a great website called Control Alt Achieve, which is Eric Curtis's blog that he has. Eric Curtis has a lot of great tech tips for education on there. So again, that's another person I highly recommend to read. So again, that's Eric Curtis on his blog, Control Alt Achieve, which I'll link in the show notes. But as I said before, sadly, it is that time of year where it's the end of the year. So we need to do a little classroom cleanup, but you also need to do some Google Classroom cleanup. So here are the tips that he lists for cleaning up your classroom. So tip number one is obvious: return all student work. So that way you have a clean slate, your students have a clean slate, they have all their work that they worked hard on throughout the year and they got back, hopefully with some good feedback. So again, just make sure you return all the student work. Second is make sure you go through, and some of you may want to do this, some of you may not want to do this, but tip number two, he says, is unenroll students from old classes. Now, for me, being a third grade teacher, my students kind of work on creating a portfolio, so I don't necessarily unenroll them. I just archive the classes, so that way they can still have access to a lot of the work that we have done when they are in elementary school, going from kindergarten all the way up through fourth grade. They can then have those, all their work that they worked on through Google Drive, all there, still available to them, and they can also contact me. So again, that's an option if you want to tidy up and clean up a little bit, if you just want to stick with kind of one class and reuse it over and over and over. Again, just make sure you go through and unenroll those students. So this might be something for, say, those high school teachers out there, or possibly even I have heard of some college level classes using it as well, possibly even some middle schools. So again, there's people of all ages, again, that would probably use that. The next tip, like I said before, is archiving old classes, because if you have ever gone through the main portal for Google Classroom and you have multiple classes, I'm looking at mine right now, I have four. So that is not counting all of the previous classes, previous years that I have had. I have taught for 8 years, so I have 8 years worth of classes, which would pile up, and it's not necessarily super neat looking on that main portal page, just being honest. So if you go through and you archive the old classes, you can go back and still find those classes in the archive section, but it also cleans up your main title page. So the next piece is removing old class calendars. That is one thing I learned the hard way, is after my first year of teaching when I was using Google Classroom, is when you remove the old class calendars, it frees up your calendar so that way you're not getting bogged down by old stuff. Okay, so make sure you're removing all the old class assignments, because you may have a year like we did this year where we had, I kid you not, we had 12 snow days. It was terrible. So our calendars were all messed up. So next year's calendar, hopefully, will be back to normal. Now, after that, they said move all your old class folders into Drive. So currently, as they start right now, here's why. Because Google Classroom automates the sharing and collaborating process, so it's easy to forget what is actually going on behind the scenes in Google Drive. So if you want to have a little better access to what is in your classes, move it to your Drive after you're done with it. Because right now, it currently sits in a Classroom folder, which can house everything that you ever do on Google Classroom. So if you like to be organized, move it to a separate part within your Drive. And then after that, they were saying remove old class files from your Shared with Me, because if you still have old work that is shared with you, you will still get updates from those students. And again, not that I don't want to check in with my past students, but sometimes I don't want to keep getting those beep emails or those dings that pop up on my computer or my phone saying, so-and-so worked on this document that they shared with you. And I'm like, oh, that was like last year. So after that, really the only other things that you could do is maybe just delete old Classroom bookmarks. If you've made bookmarks, you're a super organized person in your Drive, maybe you want to go ahead and delete those old bookmarks. It just, again, kind of helps tidy up your Drive, because sometimes Drive might not be the most clean looking page. I mean, Google is great with giving a lot of free resources, but not necessarily maybe the most aesthetically pleasing sometimes, which again, I will say they have definitely improved upon night and day just from the first time I used Google Drive to now. So with that, I have one last piece that I'm going to share with you, and this kind of affects anything on Drive. So if you are a Google Drive user, some of you may have used Team Drives in the past. Some of you may not. I've heard mixed reviews from people that I talk to, because there are certain features within Team Drive that if you own it, you can't necessarily, other people can't move documents into that drive. So that's a whole different conversation. But if you do use Team Drives, just to let you know, this is something that will be coming up here, is they are taking Team Drives and they are renaming it Shared Drives, which to me, again, makes sense. So they already have the Shared with Me. There are a lot of other features that are going to be popping up in there as well, besides the renaming of Team Drives with Shared Drives, and hopefully some of the other features that were in Team Drives that didn't necessarily work as well will get worked upon and maybe work a little smoother. But anyways, just want to let you know, because I've had a few teachers talk to me and say, hey, they've already noticed that their Team Drive disappeared. Well, it didn't really disappear. It's just getting renamed. And that's also going to be moving to like the app version of Drive along with the web-based. So anyways, just wanted to throw that out there so that way we don't have a lot of scared teachers saying, oh, I have all this hard work that I did, and then all of a sudden my Team Drive that I have with my team disappeared. So just trying to look out for you. Lastly, again, like I said, this is the end of the year, so hopefully some of you may have already finished and gone on summer vacation. Some of you might still be in school with your students for a few more days. So if you are still with your students, try and make that difference with them those last few days, because again, I guarantee you a lot of those students, when they come in, you are the highlight of their day, because when they go on summer vacation, they might not have the structure that you give them or the constant care that you give them. So I know some of you, it's getting really hard here at the end of the year trying to stay focused. You're thinking about summer vacation, but also just keep those kids in mind. So keep working hard and keep being that change. I'll talk to you later.